When he was 15 years old, Musa Sanganra lived with his uncle, a fisherman. Sanganra remembers how his uncle frequently used drugs, which he kept in his bedroom. Sanganra, now 25, says he started using drugs because he was always around them. At the time, he says he did not know he was at risk for HIV from sharing old and possibly infected needles. It was only much later, after he had left the hospital for drug-induced hallucinations, when he learned of the link between drug use and HIV infection. He still has not taken an HIV test, although he says he is curious. Cheikh Diop, president of the Association of Nonprofits Against Drugs, says there are many HIV-positive cases among drug users, but officials do not know the numbers infected. And because the community is still being identified, Diop says HIV prevention services are still lacking.
HIV prevention was not a priority in the beginning. It was only when we started seeing more HIV-positive cases about 3 years ago that we made the connection.
Diop says some health officials and research groups are planning studies of drug users in Senegal. With these results, Diop says the government can explore new prevention programs other countries have long used, including giving drug users new needles to prevent spreading the virus through old infected needles. But he says Senegal still has a long way to go. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。